options of internet up here now, satellite, the fixed tower. And 20 is not 20. Like, 20 in one isn't the same as 20 in the other. Is DSL and fiber, like, I know it should be, it's a number of downloads, a download speed per second, but it doesn't appear to be the same. And then when you call, they say, oh, well, you have three devices connected to your internet. Of course you're not getting it. So with DSL, is it truly the, like, 20 is 20 compared to fiber? Is the number of devices that you can have attached to it similar, or is there a limit with that as well?
Okay, so it's somewhat of a hard question to answer. We'll deliver the speed that we saw you to that modem in your house. So the other services, because of the wireless or other, may not be able to deliver, say, a 20 meg service to your house because of their capacity issues. I can get you 20 to the modem. Now, when you're in the house, however, what you have to kind of think of is, I've got a full pie with 20 pieces in it. So every you know, device could have 1 meg of service. Not every device is going to have 20 megs available to it at all times, because it they're all sharing the pipe then within the house. So if you have somebody watching something in HD that may require 6 megabits per second of that 20 megabit pipe, they'll be using 6 megs of that pipe. So that only leaves 14 megs for everything else in the house that needs to be shared between. But I can assure you that I'm getting 20 to the modem for the house.
So then with the fiber, does it just allow better distribution of, like, or?
It's still going to be the same. I'll get you 20 megabits to that modem in the house.
Okay.
If you've got 15 devices sharing that 20 megs within the house, unfortunately, you still only have 20 megs coming in. So that's where a lot of people will upgrade their speed, so they have a bigger pipe into the house.
A bigger pipe. A bigger pipe. So when you said 7, that's probably at either 80 or 300.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.